Truth Nation, it's time for a special edition of Truth Unfiltered with Dr. Ken Harris and Denise Thomas.
So, I mean, like, what happens when you enter the barber? Do they like, okay, everybody, get out. Dr. Ken's in the building. Everybody, don't talk. Kids, shut up.
You ever been in a black barbershop?
Where it's
like structured chaos?
And this show is strictly for the Truth fans. Watch and connect with us on the Truth YouTube channel.
You know what? The YouTube chat line, y'all be in a world by yourself. Y'all supposed to be listening to the show.
Or join the conversation as Truth Unfiltered is opening the Truth Talk and Text line for you.
833-212-1017. You can stream us live on YouTube and Twitter. Have you ever experienced a situation, if more than once, where you were passed up for a promotion, and when you inquired why you were passed over for the promotion, you were told, Dr. Ken, just be patient.
It was the grading in the promotion process where, and let me give you a very specific example, because I had a person that was on the committee in the room.
Truth Unfiltered starts now on the award-winning 101.7 The Truth. Here's DT and Dr. Ken.
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is The Truth Unfiltered. I am so excited to be in the studio live in the American Family Insurance Studio. We got King Zach, brother King Zach, on the ones and twos, also known as DJ Brother Z. And fortunately, I'm only saying this because I know he's still listening, Dr. Ken is not here. It's me, y'all. I'm holding the fort down. We're going to have a good time. No, I love me some Dr. Ken. This is, again, your host for the evening, your advocate, your truth teller, coming to you live. We're going to have a great conversation and unfilter some major truths. Tonight, we're not just talking about one issue. We're going to be talking about several highlights, lowlights, and in between. We're talking about power. We're talking about protecting ours. Because while some families are preparing for the possibility of their lights being turned off after April 15th, others are watching decisions that are being made that could determine who now holds, here goes that P word again, power in Washington and who gets heard in Wisconsin. And we, as black folks, definitely need to know how these elections, especially here in Wisconsin, which is known for its purpleness, as in red and blue. Wisconsin's a swing state. So any type of high-profile elections that take place in this state always have national and at times global attention. So we're going to talk about that. Now, also, a judicial panel has just dismissed an effort to redraw Wisconsin's congressional maps, keeping the current lines in place, lines that critics say shape political power before a single vote is cast, according to the Associated Press News. And at the same time, candidates for the Wisconsin Supreme Court are making their final push. They're traveling, they're speaking, they're connecting, and they're knowing that this decision could influence decisions on issues like voting rights, redistricting, and the future of the state of Wisconsin. I'm going to say that one more again for the folks that need to be motivated. And I get it, because for some of us, it's like, for what? But again, this election for the Wisconsin Supreme Court could very well influence decisions on issues like voting rights, redistricting, and the overall future of the state of Wisconsin. And while all of this is unfolding at the highest levels, right here at the ground level, we've got families, especially families in our community, that are facing a different kind of decision. You know, there's this cliche that we often hear, keep the lights on. We gotta keep the lights on. And to have this be a literal, precise, and relevant question being, how do you keep the lights on when the protections turn off? That's a real big question. So we're going to get into all of that and more, including that whack, halfway, unacceptable, darn right. I'm trying to be better with my language, y'all. So I'm adopting Coach Prime, Deion Sanders' utilization of the word darn to replace other words. So that darn, whack, insulting, disrespectful, what even appeared to be a struggle for Coach Geno of the University of Connecticut, the women's basketball team's head coach. We're going to get into that. Because as someone who works in communication, as both a communication coach and a leadership strategist, I could tell you right now that that apology was written by the university. Let me say that with a little less 100% value. I am 99.9%. So I'm gonna give the University of Connecticut and Coach Geno that 0.1% or that 1% that apology was authored by someone in their internal and external communications department, public relations, however you may want to call it. But to me, it made it even worse. I believe that if you're going to disrespect or humiliate me in public, so should be the apology. So we're going to get into that as well. We're going to have a great show. This is not just news, y'all. This is not just talk radio. This is your life. This is what matters to you. This is what matters to our community. And even more importantly, this is your voice. Our Truth Talking text line is 833. Look, I'm thinking about WTMJ. I got it. 833-212-1017. Feel free to call, text. Let me know what you think. I'm going to be logging into our YouTube channel here at the break and make sure that I can engage with you as well. Because again, here at The Truth, where we're about to unfilter the truth for the next hour and 52 minutes, your voice, your perspective, your feelings are valid and they deserve to be heard. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with your host. I'm holding the fort down for both me and Dr. Ken tonight. DT, also known as Denise Thomas, the Effective Communication Coach. I will see y'all on the other side.
You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
I just want to say thank you, Lord. I just want to say thank you, Lord.
You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with your girl, DT, the Effective Communication Coach. Dr. Ken is on assignment, so I'm going to be holding the fort down for the next hour and, 48 minutes? I'm so happy that y'all are here. Make sure that you engage via our Truth Talk and text line, which, again, is 833-212. Here we go. I do this every time. 1017. See, thank you, King Brother Zach Alex. I appreciate you having my back. Look, man, y'all, I know I say this all the time, and I know the majority of the hosts on this station are men, so you may not hear this a lot. I'll be 50 next month, and I'm perimenopausal. So the brain fog is real, all right? Thank you for your understanding. Now, here's what we're talking about. Now, let's just do this quick reality check. Because today, we're not just talking about policy. This is serious. We're talking about heat, survival, dignity, and decisions that could change our lives overnight. I promise you I'm not being dramatic. So please listen carefully, whether you're driving, whether you're at home, whether you're at work, wherever you are. Come April 15th, the silence in some of the homes will not be due to peace. It may be the sound of something being turned off. And so the question tonight is very simple, but it's a powerful question. And again, I want to know how you feel about this. What happens when protection expires, but the struggle does not? Denise, what are you talking about? Great question. Glad you asked. The Wisconsin's winter utility shutoff moratorium ends April 15th, according to CBS 58. Now, this policy has protected families from losing heat during the coldest months. And once it expires, utility companies can legally, despite that phone call, that email that you make, they can legally disconnect services for non-payment. Now, let me translate that into terms that I can relate to. The protection will end, but the bills will not. See, bills don't ever stop. That's why in this current thing called life, I'm not worried about the quantity of followers or likes, because I live in a world right now where gas prices could potentially go all the way up to $8 a gallon. They're $6 in a lot of states right now. Now, what's the average price of gallon of gas here in Wisconsin right now, King Zach?
Probably like three something.
Okay, three like something.
I-2 something.
Okay. Yeah. And in those states like California where it's always been high, it's already almost $7 a gallon. Yeah, exactly. And the reason why I'm bringing that up is we're talking about the shutoff moratorium that ends April 15th is because, as we all know, fuel is pretty much the most fundamental component when it comes to our supply chain, when it comes to power. So, yes, even though you may drive an electric vehicle, you're like, ha ha, I don't have to worry about gas prices. Yes, you do. Because what do you think generates the electricity to fuel, I'm using the air quotes, or power your electric vehicle? That's right, oil. So no matter what you drive, where you live, Wisconsin's winter utility shutoff moratorium ends April 15th, and life doesn't pause. The hardships that many of us are facing doesn't pause. But the protection is about to, in a little over a week. So let me break this down in terms of who is at the highest risk. We already are behind on bills. We're already making choices on do I pay my rent or do I keep the power on? Do I put gas in my car or do I feed my family? These are real choices and decisions that we are facing and having to make. Hey, Babar 2028, I see you on the YouTube chat. Thank you for tuning in. So for these families, of which are more than what you would think, I'm talking about everybody in some degree is being impacted by this. And now you have families that were already navigating challenges due to disenfranchisement, systemic racism, discrimination, may now face immediate shutoffs without any possibility of a payment arrangement when it comes to their power. And as this is about to happen on April 15th, you've got already many households that are still recovering from economic strain, yet now face this new hard deadline. This is not, again, it's not just about utilities. It's about working families, our elders, also known as seniors, the single parents. Shout out to all the single parents. Now, y'all know I'm retired from parenting, but that was a long, long 30 years. And I'm proud, extremely proud of both of my children for being self-sufficient. I mean, look, I'm not mad at kids who need to live with their parents or their elders. It's hard out here. You've got the increase in the cost of living and yet a decrease in what I would call sensible paying jobs. Let me just say this really quick before we get back into the moratorium that is about to expire here in Wisconsin regarding utilities. I'm not, you know, I did everything I could raising my kids between the year of 1995 till about 2 or 3 years ago. And I remember I used to always say, look, man, y'all ain't living with me. When y'all turn 18, y'all getting up out of here. Y'all can either go to college, get a job, but you will not be living with me. That was my narrative as a single parent. And if you would have told me that the next generation, so the very, very younger millennials and the Gen Zers, would actually need, not because of lack of work ethic or discipline or diligence, but actually need to reside with their family due to lack of affordability and lack of employment in this country in 2026, I would have said no way. But here we are. And I'm actually okay. How do you feel about the increase in young adults who've earned their college degree or post-secondary education or maybe even haven't, and they're now approaching 28, 29, 30 and still living with their parents? Matter of fact, some of y'all that are listening may have adults that are living with you due to lack of affordability and lack of employment. 833-212-1017. How do you feel about that? Was it something that was like, hey, look, come on home. We got you. Mom and dad got you. Or come on home, baby. Grandma got you. Or granddad got you. How did that conversation go? And did you make the decision based on your moral compass along with the realities of this current world and economic struggle? Or are you just like every day giving them a countdown? I want to hear from you that currently has an adult or adults living in their home rent-free due to the lack of affordability in terms of housing and the lack of jobs. 833-212-1017. When we come back, we're going to jump back into the winter utility shutoff moratorium that ends April 15th here in the state of Wisconsin and how that's going to further impact how we live, how we survive, and what happens next. We'll get into it when we come back from break.
This is The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
This rain that I hold. I see what you're doing, King Zach Alex. I appreciate you, but I am not going there. But I appreciate what you're doing. I appreciate what you're doing.
You don't have to go there, except for you know you know.
That's it. I just have to say it again, though, but I appreciate you, because we here. We've always been here. We may always agree all the time. You know, I might get on your nerves every now and again, but that right there, can't nobody say nothing bad to me about King Brother Zach Alex, because that right there, that's all I need. Anywho, we were talking about, well, first and foremost, let me thank each of you for tuning in. I see you on the YouTube channel. If you have not already, you can stream and watch me live on our 101.7 The Truth YouTube channel. Just go to YouTube and type in 101.7 The Truth, and you'll see me live in the studio. We've been talking about Wisconsin's winter utility moratorium. Now, before we get into the impacts, and I got to give a special underscore to Gary Lawson, who on our Truth Talk and Text line said, our babies suffer the most. Absenteeism increases. Parents are on edge. 100%, 101.7% agree with you, Gary. And we're going to get into that more. So thank you for just giving me that foundation to build off of when we get into this effect of what's happening in the state of Wisconsin regarding this utility moratorium. Now, for those that are not familiar, and that's fair, a moratorium, in terms of the textbook definition, is a delay or suspension of an activity or a law. So in a legal context, it may refer to the temporary suspensions of a law to allow a legal challenge to be carried out. Also, another instance of a moratorium or delay is, in this situation, payment. So a legal official can basically order a delay of payment due to extenuating circumstances which render one party incapable of paying another. So now that I've gotten all that formality, let me get back to the subject at hand. Wisconsin's winter utility moratorium prohibits electric and natural gas providers from disconnecting residential heating service due to non-payment beginning November 1st through April 15th. Now, as this protection will end on April 15th, any Wisconsin resident, please hear me and share this with those who may not already know or be listening. If you have an outstanding balance with a electric or natural gas provider in the state of Wisconsin, you better right now create a payment plan or seek assistance. And I mean immediately. Otherwise, you will be disconnected on April 15th. No ifs, no ands, no buts about it. That is the truth. Now, the moratorium was originally designed to protect residents during the cold winter months here in Wisconsin. And it covers basically any type of disconnection. It prevents that because we all need heat. Okay, so it prevents the disconnection of utilities that are necessary for heat. Now, after April 15th, again, utilities can and will be disconnected for non-payment. So if you're behind on your utility bill, and let me just say this. I'm not mad at anybody who's behind on any bill right now. Let me just, not that it matters, but I just want to remind folks out there, you are not a bad person. Don't let these folks, these institutions and organizations try to make you feel like you've committed a crime or you're a bad person because you are behind on your utility bill. Do you hear what I'm saying? Do not, because I'm telling you, that's the whole psychological, like, in order for me to make you feel threatened, I have to, like, get into your psychological existence and make you feel like, oh my gosh, I'm such a bad person. I'm behind on my light bill oh my gosh, oh my gosh. Because just how many times have you felt bad after having a conversation? And I'll just use the term bill collector. And you hang up and it's just ruined your day. I'm just telling you right now, stop it. Costs that are out of your control are rising daily. You are having to make decisions that you've never had to make before. And quite frankly, there wasn't a heads up because we were told everything was going to go down. And here we are. Not only did it not go down, it went astronomically up. So don't you dare feel bad. And with that being said, do not take out your frustrations on your family, your friends, your coworkers, because this ain't got nothing to do with none of us, us regular common folk. But back to the matter at hand. And again, our Truth Talk and text line is 833-212-1017. After April 15th, if you have an outstanding balance on your utility bill, you will be disconnected. Now, let me get into some good news, for lack of better terms. There is financial assistance. So eligible households can apply for help through the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as WHEAP. Okay? So again, I'm going to say that slower because this is big for a lot of us. And do not be ashamed. Do not feel bad. Do not feel inferior. Do not feel less than, because we are dealing with the cards that were dealt to us and we did not have any heads up. The Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program contact information is as follows. 1-866-HEAT-WIS, like Heat Wisconsin. That is 866-432-8947. Again, that is the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program, also known as WHEAP or WEAP. 866-432-8947, or you can visit their website, which is homeenergyplus.wi.gov. King Brother Zek, Alex, can we get that on the YouTube message board for those who may be driving and need to see it? 866-432-8947 is the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. They also have a website, homeenergyplus.wi.gov. You can also contact the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, also known as PSC. And that phone number for the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin is 608-266-2001 or 1-800, toll-free number, 225-7729. Now, the largest utility companies in the state of Wisconsin are We Energies, Alliant Energy, Wisconsin Public Service Corp, Madison Gas and Electric, Xcel Energy, and Superior Water, Light, and Power, according to the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin. Those are the largest utilities in Wisconsin. So I'm telling you, that's what we do here at The Truth. We unfilter it. We give you the information that you need. So if you have a bill right now from either We Energies, the Wisconsin Public Services Corp, Alliant Energy, Madison Gas and Electric, Xcel Energy, or Superior Water, Light, and Power, you need to call them today or first thing in the morning, because April 15th will be here before you know it. And if you have an outstanding balance and you know you can't pay it, man, especially you got kids, you're going to tell your kids, man, thank you, Jesus, Wi-Fi wasn't a big deal when my kids were with me, because I know I would have been the worst parent. Tell your kids they ain't got Wi-Fi. Whew, that's like telling your child they don't have oxygen. Real talk. If you cannot reach an agreement with your utility company, I just gave a list of all the utility companies in the state of Wisconsin. If you cannot reach an agreement, a payment installment agreement with any of these utility companies in Wisconsin, contact the PSC for assistance. That's the Public Service Commission of Wisconsin, or contact the Wisconsin Home Energy Assistance Program. Please do not say that we didn't tell you here at The Truth. 101.7 The Truth FM. And we're going to have this show available, so make sure you hit that subscribe button on YouTube. So if you're missing any of this, don't worry, because life be lifing. There's a lot of information floating, and you're just like, man, I'm just trying to wake up in the morning, feed my family, go to church, do what I'm just trying to live a good life. I don't need a lot, but I do need utilities. You're not alone. And your feelings are valid. So that's one thing about Black folks. Me and my family were talking about this on Easter Sunday, during Easter Sunday dinner. We got to stop being so prideful. Well, you know, we don't talk about that. Or, you know, that's not up. Every other community shares, communicates, supports. We got to do better, Black folks. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if the space between me and my lights being cut off is just because I don't want to call and ask for assistance, that's a me problem. That's a me problem. I don't have any problem like raising my hand and saying, hey, yo, I got three kids and my mouth to feed. And in order for me to be able to feed my family so that they can have the nutrition that they need, because remember, systemic racism, it's so calculated. Well, if they don't have lights and they can't see, then they can't read, and then they can't get educated. See, it's just a constant domino effect. It's very calculated. That's why we got to get ahead of the curve and start quit focusing on your pride and understand the larger impact of these decisions. There are sources that are out there to help you. Utilize them. You've earned it. Because I'm going to tell you right now, cost of living is going to continue to rise way quicker and more rapidly before it doesn't. We're just getting started. So this is not the time to be prideful, especially when you have mouths to feed. King Brother Zach Alex, we need to go to break. We good? I can keep rolling? That's what I'm talking about. Let's go. Okay, we can go to 45. Awesome. 833-212-1017. I'm going to keep talking for the next 7 minutes, but would love to hear your thoughts. Because we were talking about the Wisconsin winter utility moratorium that ends next week. The 15th to be exact. Well, I should say next, was that Monday? Is the 15th? That's tax day. Man, come on. I just realized that. So I got to have my taxes paid and I got to figure out whether I can keep my lights on. Whew. This is not the time to be prideful. Now, another related reality is that because of everything that used to just be, you know, it's Saturday. Shoot, I'm a get up, clean the house up. Might go out and run me a few errands, groceries. Do a little home improvement project. Take my kids to their games. Drop them off at grandma's, granddad's. Throw on a little something. Go out, have a good time. See, that's what we used to say. Now it's, oh my gosh, who gets sacrificed today and what bill can I pay today? And with that comes now, younger adults, you got it, having to stay home with their parents. And I'm talking about young adults that have college degrees. Yeah, that you've spent $80,000 to $180,000 over the past 4 years for your child or your children to obtain a higher education so that they can have a better life. Yeah, that ain't working. Nearly 50%. Are you ready for this, y'all? Nearly 50% of young adults between the ages of 18 through 29 years old in this country this wonderful, great country, now live with their parents. This level is the highest since the Great Depression, y'all. Since the Great Depression. And among college graduates specifically, the share that are living at home has increased significantly since 2010, reversing the earlier independent trends. Remember, I can't wait to leave my parents' house. I'm gonna do my own thing. I'm gonna eat what I want. I'm gonna go where I wanna go. I'm gonna come home when I wanna come home. Bump y'all. Yeah, those are over. Now it's, hey mom, hey dad, I know y'all paid $100,000 for me to go to college. I graduated summa cum laude, all that, but I still got to live with y'all. Yeah. About one in three college graduates under the age of 30 live with their parents at some point after graduation. I'm not mad. But here's where it gets interesting. You got the average student loan debt between 30 to 40K. So you see what I'm saying? Like, I'm graduating with a deficit, with a liability. And check this out. Not only do I have a liability to the government and whichever other financial institution that funded my college education, I got to deal with the fact that I'm living in a country where there's underemployment issues, not unemployment, underemployment. Working jobs that don't require a college degree. I'm competing now. So you got high school graduates and you got college graduates that are in the same pipeline for the same jobs. Underemployment. Then you got, I can keep going, y'all. Median rent prices have increased. Are you ready for this? Between 20 and 30%. In many U.S. cities just in the past few years, 20 to 30%. The The entry level wages are not even able to keep up with the pace of inflation, especially when it comes to housing and utilities. So when you read a headline that says the moratorium for Wisconsin utilities ends April 15th, and you got your kids living at home, gas about to be $8 a gallon. I mean, it's where do we go from here? But I will tell you this, don't you dare feel that this is your fault, that you are inadequate, irresponsible, you made the wrong decisions, you're this, you're that. Because I'm telling you, these institutions, I'm just using that word to be politically correct and not lose my job. A lot of this is by design and intent. And don't shoot the messenger. I'm just here to unfilter the truth. Because the impact that this is having, it's a domino effect. Nearly 60% of young adults say housing affordability is the primary reason they remain at home. And if I'm living with my mom and dad and I'm using more utilities and the moratorium is ended, you see the domino effect? You see how it works? And I'm the parent. And then we could talk about the psychological impact and the emotional impact. My light bill wouldn't be $8,000 if you didn't live here. You know, you can't say that because you can't kick somebody while they're down, but that's what you're thinking. We are unfiltering the truth on The Truth Unfiltered with DT and Dr. Ken Harris. We come back. I want to hear your thoughts. 833-212-1017. We got some things coming in on the text line. You could definitely call in so we can hear your voice as well. 833 again, 212-1017. This is Truth Unfiltered on the award-winning 101.7 FM, The Truth, Milwaukee Black Talk Radio.
More of The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to The Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
How are we going to teach our kids to pursue greatness and success. If they do all the diligence and they do all the work and they still have to come back to their childhood bedroom. The system is broken, y'all. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. And please challenge me. I want to hear your thoughts when I say this, or your reactions, or your feelings. You know, we keep seeing these stories about teenagers taking over. There was a teen takeover at Bayshore Mall last week. There was a major one in Chicago. And the teen takeovers are basically where you see a bunch of teenage children, students, young adults ready to destroy, destruct, disrupt. And yeah, I could initially be mad at the kids, but I'm like, where are the parents? And then it's like, as a parent, I'm trying to raise my child to be independent, to be successful. And the system is not allowing that, because over 70% of young adults live at home right now. And let me just also add this factor. That has such a negative impact on your psychological safety and your mental health. Because if I'm already navigating financial stress and I don't feel, or I have a lack of independence, and I got to live at home with my mom and dad or a loved one, a family member, that's a lot. Then you got the parents who also are sharing the same home, having the increased pressure of going into their retirement savings in order to support their adult children who are now living at home with them, and the rising living costs, utilities, fuel, groceries, things that were just secondary to us. This is not a failure of ambition. Do you hear what I'm saying, Truth Nation? This is not a failure of ambition. This is what we call a shift in reality. Reality has shifted. The new reality is that I might be looking at paying $7.50 per gallon of gas. I had a conversation with my 28-year-old son yesterday. Just last week, y'all, see, y'all, some when I say $8 a gallon, some of y'all looking at me like I'm crazy. Let me just put this in perspective. Just last week, okay, this is what my son told me. He filled up his car. It was around $60. That same car, that same vehicle, he filled up yesterday, and it was $78. You do the math. Within a seven-day period. And it continues to rise. My son's the same son. My daughter's the same daughter. They get up. My daughter, she's pursuing her doctorate in clinical psychology. And I told her, man, you're going to be all right. When you graduate, you probably going to have to turn work away. My son, he gets up, works his full-time job every day, lives in his own place, pays his own bills. And so I'm making sure that my kids know that you're doing everything right. You're not doing anything wrong. There's no lack of ambition here. And we got to start telling our kids the same thing, like remind them, this is not your fault. It is the reality, but it's not your fault. Because remember, we were the ones that told the generation. And when I say this, I'm going to see King Brother Zach Alex's reaction. We were the generation that told our children, i.e. King Brother Zach Alex generation, that if you go to school and you get your degree, you'll be what? Set. We lied. It wasn't our fault. But that was the message. And that is so far from reality. Because what we need to start having the conversation with ourselves as parents and our kids that are over the age of 25, living at home with us. How come I did everything right and I'm still having to come back home and live with you? I did everything you told me to. See, this is where we got to dive into the resentment. Because a lot of us want to resent our kids because and I'm doing the air quotes, they don't have it. They didn't have it as bad as we did. But yet they do. They do. Because if I did everything you told me to do, Mom and Dad, and I still got to live home with y'all, we're going to have to redefine this whole independence thing and success thing, because it ain't working the way you told me it was going to work. And that's the unfiltered truth. Stop me if I'm lying. Please stop me if I'm saying something that is incorrect. 833-212-1017. And as Gary had mentioned on the Truth Talking text line, our babies are suffering the most. Yet we are blaming them. We are holding elected officials accountable. But in some aspects, there does need to be some amended legislation, especially around things like thresholds. I'm telling you right now, the moment that gas hits $7 a gallon, I'm telling you right now, we better get ahead of that curve. We better come up with a game plan, because all these changes that we are having to deal with, this is just the just getting started. Look at how much the administration has done in just what? A year and 4 months? Or is it 4 months? It's a blur to me. When was President Trump inaugurated? Was it this year or last year? I can't keep up.
Oh, it was last year.
So it's been a year and 4 months? Okay. Look how much has already been done. Everybody, including our young students, our young children, our adult children, are financially sustaining things, or trying to, in a much, much tougher economy than we expected. Families are no longer just raising children. Families are raising each other, man. And that is the unfiltered truth. When we come back, we're going to get into more. Did you get my Beyonce side? Is somebody taking my picture? Get my Beyonce side, baby. When we come back, we're going to get into some more topics. Want to hear from you. 833-212-1017. We got a whole top of the hour of interesting topics. This is your girl, DT. Filling in, holding the fort down for me and Dr. Ken, the Truth Unfiltered on the award-winning 101.7 FM. We'll be back.
More of the Truth Unfiltered with Denise Thomas and Dr. Ken Harris is next on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.